This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for our families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This is a hell of a story coming out of Churchville.
Yeah, I felt bad for these kids.
Because if I told you there were kids that knew they had gotten high in high school, you wouldn't have a problem with them being punished.
Yeah, but that was high school.
Okay, well, that's just it. And this isn't even high school. It's actually middle school. I misspoke. Yeah. Well, that's where the story gets complicated, because these kids were high. Nobody is debating that on school grounds during school.
Yeah.
However, it seems pretty clear that they didn't mean to be.
Okay. It was an accident.
You're hanging out in the break room, watch this classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. There are some eighth graders.
Yeah, what? Eighth graders?
Parents of eighth graders in the Churchville Child High School District who believe their kids are being unfairly punished.
So what happened?
We'll start the story when it happened.
Okay.
All of these moms got calls from the nurse at Churchville Child High last Friday, and they were told their kids were high.
So the kids got sent to the nurse's office?
Yes, because they were high at school.
And then she narked.
Oh. Yeah. So...
But yes. Not narked.
The nurse narked that the eighth graders
concerned.
Were high.
Yeah.
Old Miss Nurse narked.
So these kids had consumed THC gummies. And that is not something you want to hear.
So the edibles.
As a parent. Yeah, you all got right. It. Yeah. The school said that they were concerned for the kids' health and well-being. Mm. So they wanted the parents to come and get them, which they did.
Now, Kimmy said, like, if you eat a whole one of those, they're pretty heavy duty.
Yeah. I mean, like, they vary a lot, so a whole one of those could definitely you'll definitely feel it.
Put you on your little ass.
Yeah.
So after it was all said and done, the kids were given a week-long in-school suspension and further punishment after a hearing with the superintendent, because they took this very, very seriously.
Oh, sure.
And you get that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got kids doing drugs on school property in the middle school, Tommy. But it turns out,
what are they saying?
This story may be more complicated than how we explained it. So these moms, who sat down with 10NBC yesterday, claim that these kids ate these gummies not knowing they were edibles.
Mm.
They say that these kids thought they were just eating candy. And I'm sure there are people listening right now that hear that and go, okay, mom, whatever you say, just look it out for your kid.
Yeah.
But Tommy, there's significant evidence that shows that's actually the case.
But they didn't know that these were laced.
Yes. So
they were given them.
Yes. So first of all, the kids say they were given them by someone without that person saying they were edibles.
Who gave it to them?
Another kid at the school.
Okay.
So the first piece of evidence is a half-eaten gummy. One of the kids said they took a single bite, the kid told them it was edible, and they threw the rest of the gummy on the floor.
Right.
And the school admits they were able to locate the half-eaten gummy when they went back and looked for it.
They had to bring in the gummy dogs?
That's right. Don't let him eat it.
All right.
So there's an actual crime scene.
Yes, there is. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Second, According to the mothers, the kids who gave the other kids the edible admitted that they did not tell their children it was drugs.
Oh. Okay.
And that's all spelled out pretty clear in the story on 10NBC. So the mothers are arguing, if our kids did not know they were doing something wrong, they should not be punished.
All right. I mean, that's legit. But you would have to get that other kid to confess.
No, the kid did.
Sounds like they did.
So according to 10NBC, the kid confessed.
Wait, so the kid said,
I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Right. Yeah.
They pulled this move.
Yeah, that the kid, according to the story, admitted they did not tell their friends it was an edible.
But they're still in trouble.
Yes. The suspension.
Under what rule is
what
that?
What are you, a lawyer? Under what grounds? The reason the school is upholding the punishment, it seems, according to the story, the school thinks because the kids did not come and tell them after the incident happened that they deserve this punishment.
They had to turn on that kid?
Or tell them, I'm high. The kids tried to keep it to themselves and write it out.
Well, yeah, because they were scared, man. Okay. They're eighth grade?
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you, 13?
12, 13, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the argument the moms are making, is that the kids were scared. And even if it was an accident, that they were going to get in trouble anyways. That the kids were scared that if they went to the nurse and said, I am high, they were going to get in trouble. Something that they say, by the way, is happening right now. One of the mothers says that they are worried the suspension is going to affect their kid's reputation and academic standing. Their child is an honor student. Say that he does not deserve what is happening to him. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. On one hand, these kids are high in school in the middle school.
That's not right.
But they did not knowingly, at least the evidence suggests.
They tried to find help.
Exactly.
You know what I
mean? Well, no, actually, they didn't, though.
Oh, I thought they went to the nurse.
No, that's why they're being punished. It sounds like they were brought to the nurse. They did not tell anybody.
They were sent to the nurse.
Exactly.
They didn't do the right thing.
So, well, still, I still understand the fear of it all.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Should these kids be punished for what happened the way that we understand it in this story? Tommy.
No.
No.
And actually, even the kid that pulled the move.
Okay, now too far.
No, you didn't hear me yet.
I know where you're going.
The kids do dumb things. I mean, they're just little kids.
You dosed your friends.
I understand that.
No,
I understand it's bad.
No, it's
but
bad.
I mean, I don't want to ruin a kid's life
for
doing it.
A suspension is not going to ruin a kid. Bro, by the way, that kid could be thrown out of school. I don't know. I don't want to speak on another kid.
Yeah, but I don't want too heavy a hand to come down on anybody. Because they're just kids, and I don't want to ruin a kid for the rest of his school life.
You really could have hurt someone doing that. Like, I'm not concerned. Let's leave that kid out of it, because we're going to go down a road we don't want to go down. The three kids who, according to the parents,
are in trouble
for accidentally getting high. So you want no punishment for the kids?
No.
Kimmy, punishment for the kids?
To me, no. I mean, just... You knew kids that did way worse didn't get suspended. You know what I mean?
We are in a different time.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's the point?
It sounds like they legitimately did not know what they were doing.
Okay. You asked what's the point of the punishment.
Yeah.
If I am going to play devil's advocate and try and understand where the school is coming from, I think the school is worried that if this were to happen again and another kid didn't come forward, that they could have serious medical consequences while at school. And although these kids were put in a really bad spot by making an example of them and punishing them, you now ensure if this something like this were to happen again, these kids will come forward and say, I'm high and I didn't mean to get high.
Okay.
And that protects them. I don't love that, but I guess I kind of get where the school is coming from here. It just really sucks that you would have to make an example of these three kids in the punishment.
Yeah, because this is a weird gray area that, now correct me if I'm wrong, we as kids did not, like if you were doing drugs, you knew you were doing drugs.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a way to hide it or trick somebody into doing it.
Yeah, this morning I was trying to figure out a way this would have happened.
I'm trying to think of a comparison like a high school kid.
Okay, I take it back. There was a kid who put rum in somebody's, like, it was like Gatorade or a drink, and they didn't realize.
That sounds really refreshing.
Yeah. I always thought, like, something would, you know, especially, like, I know there were edibles back then, but you tasted the weed in the edibles.
That's just a surprise. The kid took a bite and threw it down.
No, I'm saying when we were kids, if you made cookies or something, I think you knew that those were pot cookies.
Okay. So both of you want the school to drop the punishment.
Yeah. Come on. Leave them kids alone.
What are you... Pink Floyd now?
Yes.
Hey! Principal!
Leave them kids alone. Yeah, because I would like to know, like, what would have happened. Let's say they followed the rules.
Yes.
I am high and I did not know it.
Yeah.
The first thing that school would be like, wait a minute.
Okay.
There'd be an investigation.
Yes.
And, you know, kind of almost, you'd almost be made to feel guilty because there would be like questioning you and probing you about this stuff.
Okay.
So I can understand the fear of a kid going before these adults. You know what I mean?
I agree with you 100%. I completely understand why at that age you would not come forward.
I always think like blowing this stuff out of proportion makes things worse than it helps in general.
But here's the thing. I don't see this as like a high school fight. I mean, I don't think that you're blowing it out of proportion and wanting to make sure these kids stay safe. I don't agree with what the school is doing.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a nothing issue at the school.
I'm not saying nothing.
No, you are saying nothing because you wanted nobody punished a second ago.
Kind of nothing.
No, it's not nothing.
Kind of over here.
It's not nothing. This is a big deal. I don't want these kids punished.
No.
The three of them that accidentally, according to their parents, got high.
Yeah.
That being said, I mean, something has to happen. So what happens? See, that's just it. It's easy for you to come in here with a baseball bat and just smash everything up. What's the solution?
So they're suspended for a week?
So it's an
in school?
So it looks like a week in school suspension.
So they do a study hall kind of thing?
Kind of, but you're away from school and everything. And then it looks like an additional 5-day suspension, according to the story on 10 NBC. I mean, I think this is one of those situations where everybody is in a bad spot because I get where these moms come from. By the way, pretty ballsy of these moms. They put their face on this.
Oh.
They sat down and they came out and they sat and they answered questions and they made their statement, right? Like,
right. You
know, you don't want to be the face of something that happened to your kid.
True.
You know that when you put yourself out there, there are going to be people that don't believe your kid's side of the story.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you went to bat for your kid. I respect it. But, I mean, the school's in a really bad spot here, too.
Well, I understand.
I don't think you do.
I am surprised that schools haven't dealt with this already.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, it is surprising me. This is, like, the first time we're hearing about it.
Maybe it's because it's such a unique situation
where
the kids didn't understand what was happening.
True. Made that argument.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Three kids that go to the middle school out in Churchville, Chilai, according to a story on 10 NBC, were suspended after they were high in school eating edibles. They got a week-long in-school suspension, and it looks like an extra 5-day suspension from a special superintendent's conference.
Double secret probation.
That being said, these kids that were high said they didn't know they were getting high. That they were given gummies, unaware that they were marijuana, were told after they took a bite that they were edibles. One kid threw it down on the ground. They found the half-eaten edible.
You shouldn't litter.
After an investigation, they then called the kids' parents after the nurse's office. They suspended the kids. They suspended the kids. Despite the fact that it also says on 10NBC, the kid that gave them the edible admitted that they did not tell them what was in it.
Yeah.
The school's argument, it seems, is if the kids would have come forward and said this happened, it would not have been an issue. But because they did not come forward, that is why the suspension is happening.
They didn't do the right thing, Patrick.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you, brother?
Hey, how we doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, my job, I know, you know, jobs are different than schools. Our code of conduct does not allow you to bring outside food in to share for just this reason.
Okay.
If it's not bought by the company and you know, you consume it in, you know, as like the company, it's highly frowned upon. You'll be sent home for just that reason. Same thing back in Rochester, because I'm down here in Atlanta. You know, they would have chili cook-offs and stuff like that back in Rochester. Dude, you don't know what these guys, there's venison in that crap. You know, they're not buying the highest quality product.
Okay, first of all, listen up. We don't badmouth venison on this show, okay?
I think did you say venison or medicine?
No, venison. Oh. We are a pro-venison morning show. How dare you, Gary? How dare you? Okay, but Gary, I get where you're coming from, and I understand that the school can implement you can't bring in anything to share.
Yeah.
But that eliminates kids bringing in their lunch.
Yeah.
So unless you made...
That would be hard.
And you got dietary restrictions for kids that have allergies.
And a kid could just stick it in their pocket.
Also that. I mean, Gary, I get where you're coming from. And logically, it sounds like a great idea. I think it's impossible to enforce in a school.
Okay.
Gary doesn't like that.
Anyway, he's dumb, Gary. Gary, you dumb in Atlanta.
I'm not saying he's dumb. I'm saying it would be hard to do.
I mean, what do you want me to do?
Well, Gary, you called us.
Hey, go walk around Atlanta, you dumbass.
Gary, great talking to you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Hi, buddy.
All right, there goes venison hating Gary.
Yeah, I mean, like, what are you going to do? Make kids throw away everything they got in their pockets and drinks and Because, I mean, to your point, like, I remember the one kid I can recall that was drunk in class. He had it just poured into, like, a energy drink or something like that.
Why are you... Oh, bro, but we're talking about children.
But how do you... But as a teacher, unless, like, you go around and smell everybody's drink or something, how are you going to know?
Why are you laughing at that?
Because I kind of did some of this stuff in school when I was a kid.
I understand.
That was the first time you did
shrooms. And it was bad.
No, listen.
That was summer school.
Okay. That makes it so much better.
There's something that we need to talk about that you always do.
What's that?
Because I understand you feel like a hypocrite when you go, this is bad, the stuff that you do.
Right.
Okay. It is okay for you to say, I did this, and now that I am an adult,
yes,
I understand with life experience why it is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a dick.
No, I'm listening.
No, you're being a dick.
I'm not listening.
No, a man in his 60s should not be like, bah, drunk kids, high kids, tricking your friends into eating drugs. No big deal.
All bad.
No
all bad.
No big deal.
Kids and kids.
No, that's not.
Well, but
well,
I guess,
boys
but,
will be boys.
Okay, there's this.
That's
what we're
a different
about.
Argument.
No, you said kids will be kids.
But all the kids we're talking about, like the kids that came to school high, got drunk during class, like they were knowingly doing it to themselves. Where this is such a weird story because, you know, according to everything we've heard, these kids legitimately did not know what they were getting into.
Okay.
Yes. And look, I'm getting a lot of people writing. We're just getting the mom side of the story. Look, I understand that. We're kind of not. The school did admit they found a half-eaten edible.
Yeah.
It says in the story on 10NBC that the person who gave them the gummies did not tell them that they were edibles until afterwards. So, yes, I understand. We see stories all the time of parents going to bed for their kids and just yelling stuff out loud. It doesn't seem like that's this year. I could be wrong.
And they're only being punished because they didn't come forward after they knew what had happened.
That is what it appears.
Okay.
Again, you know, you got to... Okay, I will read you the statement from the superintendent.
Mm.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The safety and well-being of our students remain our highest priority. We take the situation involving controlled substances very seriously. We cannot comment on individual student discipline. However, we can confirm the school administration conducted a thorough investigation in collaboration with our safety and security teams. Within our code of conduct, it is clear a student may be subject to disciplinary action if they engage in any conduct that endangers the safety, health, welfare of themselves or others.
All right, pretty legal up.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're...
They got to cover their ass, I get it.
And if the argument is... We wanted them to come forward to protect themselves.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but I get it.
All right.
You don't know. You don't all right, man. All right. Shut up. Oh, it's not fun anymore because I don't get to talk about being drunk at 12, so I don't want to play. 252-WCMF. We'll wrap it up with Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff. Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
You know, Duff, why doesn't the superintendent turn it around and make it a learning lesson? You know, let these kids do a little research, write a paper, stand in front of their class, whatever they got to do, share the experience, and maybe it'll, you know, stop other people from knowingly taking the stuff.
Okay,
you know what I
mean? Look, it's an interesting idea, and there are no bad ideas right now because we are hitting a weird spot. Mm-hmm. I will say, Joe, I don't know if putting a spotlight on kids who were unknowingly dosed with drugs in front of the rest of their classmates is the best thing to do.
But the embarrassment of one might help 20. You know what I'm saying? Take a good from a bad, Duff. You know what I mean?
Look, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just trying to come up with why they would look at you in the face, Joe, and be like, you're an idiot. We're not doing that.
I just wanted to read the one kid's paper that says he ordered a large ham and cheese sub, a bag of Doritos, and went home and watched Back to the Future.
Ow! Joe, great to talk
to
you, buddy.
That'd be my paper, Duffy. That would be my paper.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
See you guys.
There goes Joe.
I also wonder, too, if these kids had never been high before, if they didn't even really know what was happening to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it's like slowly coming over you, you might think like you're sick. You might think you have a headache.
That's a great point.
They may not.
Although
they may not have known.
It does say in the story, the person who gave him the gummies told him it was edible.
Oh, true. I forgot about that.
How about that?
Detail.
Think about that. That's your first experience getting high.
Yeah.
In school, unknowingly, at 13. Oh, those. God. Oh. It's going to turn them off of drugs forever.
Yeah. It'd definitely scare you.
What is wrong with you? I realize how we point out what a mistake you've made speaking, and now you're like, you know what?
I'm trying to think of the first time I ever got drunk or high.
It wasn't by accident.
No, but like that first experience for me was younger than 13. So, I mean, I guess I wouldn't have been scared taking it.
But you said you were kind of scared. Not scared, but like panicky.
So that was the mushroom.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
But that was a little later. That was a little later. That was that, yeah.
He waited till at least 14.
Yeah, that was summer school going into high school.
Let's take a break.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
It's one of the most well-known businesses in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, yeah?
However, if you talk to most people, they're going to tell you they've never been anywhere near it.
Never?
They got big plans, and they say this is necessary to fill a need.
Oh.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
If they were to build this, and folks could stay a little more anonymous, they may be making a ton more money.
Okay.
And there could be guys who would never dream of going to a place like this that all of a sudden go, hey, you know what?
Well, big cities have those.
Yes. Did you see this story?
No, but I know where you're going.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. I'll tell you where we're going.
Where are we going?
We're going down to the Tally Ho. We're
going to the club.
The Gentleman's Club on East Henrietta Road. They have an idea.
Yeah, what are they going
to
do?
So this week, they have gotten a green light from the town of Henrietta to expand their business.
Yeah.
So the strip club right now is on a single floor, a small space that is one big room.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who owns the Tally Ho says that's a problem.
Yeah.
He says entertainers who come through town, bigger names, and I'm not talking dancers. I'm talking like musicians, actors, comedians.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stop by. But there is not a place currently in the Tally Ho for them to go without being right in the middle of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The club is going to build a VIP mezzanine section.
So a champagne room almost.
Yes, and but they're going to build it above the club.
Yeah. So, that's usually how they do it.
Yeah. So customers can go. They can be out of the public eye of the rest of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, it's not like this place hasn't earned the right, because the address there on East Henrietta Road has been home to gentlemen's clubs for over 50 years.
Yeah,
the current owner has owned the Tally Ho for 15 years, and the town supervisor of Henrietta went out of his way to say they have had zero problems with the Tally Ho the entire time he's been there, and the owner has been, and I quote, fantastic the whole time he's run the place.
He's a straight-up guy.
That's right. So it'll just be a matter of time before you see a taller, grander gentlemen's club.
So they want to make it a higher-end strip club.
Well, at least a place for people to go that
more
don't
room.
Want to be seen.
Right, which is kind of what you get in bigger cities.
So they do claim in this story, Tommy, and you'll love this one because you go back with this guy, mm-hmm. that comedian Kevin Hart came to town, wanted to go to the Tally-Ho, and would not get out of the car because there was no place for him not to be harassed by fans when he walked in.
Sure.
So you lost Kevin Hart money.
There you go.
And that hurts.
It's big money, son.
That hurts the ladies as well.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's say, well, they're going to. So they're going to build this place where you are allowed to stay away from everybody else.
Yeah.
Is that going to get more regular guys in the greater Rochester area going to check out the club?
Oh, yeah. It's a better destination. I mean, if they had better food, cleaner, nicer, a little bit glitzier, yeah, they do great.
Okay, but we haven't been in there in a long time. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say better or anything. I mean,
it sounds like they haven't updated it very much.
It's just small. They're only allowed to have 64 people in there, according to the story.
Well, do you think
plus the boobs?
Do you think more people would visit that place that maybe aren't going just because they're afraid of privacy reasons? I'm asking. I don't know.
So let's break it down this way.
Yeah.
Because I understand, Kimmy, that the men who go to strip clubs is a foreign idea to
you.
And Tommy, if I'm wrong at any point, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, I want you to tell me. It seems there are three types of men in this world.
Yeah.
One. Men who go to strip clubs and don't care who know it.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless you if that's you. Everybody needs a hobby.
The regulars that aren't ashamed.
Unashamed.
Yeah.
Right. Two, guys who outgrow the strip club, right? They were young once. You popped in with your buddies every once in a while, but now it doesn't
more
really
like
do
a
anything.
Party thing. Yeah, a once in a while thing.
Yeah. And you don't really go. You're not going to go. And even the once in a while, Kimmy, doesn't happen. Like, you're just done with that.
Mm.
And then there's three, Tommy, the guys who say they've outgrown the strip clubs, but are really just scared of being spotted inside.
That's what I'm wondering. Will it attract those guys?
And that's a question. You can always find those guys, Kimmy. Like, if you take a guy's trip out of town, like, they'll jokingly at one point be like, hey,
I don't do that anymore.
Well, no, they'll jokingly be like, let's go to a strip club, And then by the end of the night, they're begging you to go to the strip club with them. I mean, that's expansion, Tommy, would be for that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
It would work. Because there's no place else in town that has it. The one thing I always thought what this town needed was an upper-scale strip club. Because they all kind of offered the same thing here in town when I first got here.
Yeah.
Nobody took that next level. So you know what I mean? Because it always had that same look to it.
But here's the thing. I mean, we are a working-class town.
Yeah.
We've always been a working-class town. Is there the money to support a higher-end gentleman's club?
So I think Peoria, Illinois, which was a big caterpillar town, kind of like that was their Kodak.
Okay.
All right. They had a three-story strip club there in the city. That was packed all the time.
Hmm.
But it was like a glitzier, nicer club in a very small Midwestern town.
Sure, okay.
And it worked for them.
So why did that never happen here?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But at one time, we had a lot more strip clubs.
Right,
too.
Maybe it was because we had more strip clubs and not like one big one.
And it was always the same club wherever you want, basically.
I get what you're saying. You know, it is funny because, like, to that point, Tally-Ho is the number one place in Rochester now, right? Okay. And it's weird that we haven't had a new place open up in a very long time. The Cat closed like, 8 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a car dealership now. So you got the Barrel, you got the Mirage, you got Foxy's out in out in Scottsdale.
In the country, yeah.
Is there no money in opening up a new adult club?
Well, maybe they just figure they don't have to because they still have a steady stream of people, so.
Okay, but Kimmy, there was a time.
There was a stripping time.
Thank you, where there were like 7 or 8 strip clubs operating in Rochester at the same time.
Shattered Dreams over by the airport was great.
Oh, wait. Wasn't that the comedy club you closed at every weekend? Is somebody missing a $1 million opportunity to open up like a super high-end?
Well, the smarter thing to do is to do what this guy's doing. Take the name that's already established and
grow
make it better than trying to start a whole new club.
No, but see, I'm going to disagree with you there. And I will say this. Again, we have not been in the Tally-Ho in a very long time.
Yeah.
And now we sound like we're trying to be that guy. Hey, we don't go there. We don't go there. But I feel like when it comes to gentlemen's clubs, the name that you hear, you have an image of it the last time you walked in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So if, let's say he were the owner of the Tally-Ho, were to take the Tally-Ho and make it this 3-story
glitz it up.
Champagne, steakhouse, lobster, and adult dancing.
Mm.
I still think even if he did that, guys would be like, I went to the Tally-Ho in 1987 and I didn't have a good time, so I'm not going back there.
I guess. I always think it'd go with the name that's already out there. But yeah, you could be right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Story this week that the Tally-Ho on East Henrietta Road, the Gentleman's Club, will be expanding. They're going to build an upper level, a mezzanine for VIPs, and the owner says they need this because they have celebrities that come through town that want to come, but the place is so small and it's so just open, there's nowhere for them to protect
themselves.
There's
no, like, private area.
Exactly. But I mean, if you have this, you're also going to get guys that don't love the idea of being out in the open at a gentleman's club.
They'll spend, yeah.
You know, it's always been funny to me.
What's that?
Guys who are ashamed of being seen at the strip club. The only people who will see you inside are A,
other people.
People who work at the strip club, and they're not going to say anything. Or B, people who also go to the strip club.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
They're not going to judge you. They're there. If they wanted to bust you, they would also have to admit they were there.
Yeah, like, it's not going to. The only people that get in trouble with strip clubs, you do it to yourself.
Yeah.
Completely.
Like, it was designed to be a circular firing squad.
Yeah.
I can't be busted without busting myself. Else.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Go ahead.
And I understand, like, we've been out of the game for a long time, you and I. The women who work at strip clubs.
Yeah.
Are they independent contractors, or do they work for specific clubs?
Oh, like, can they bounce around?
Yeah, like, are you a tally-ho girl, or do I see one woman at the Mirage on Saturday, tally-ho on Sunday?
That's a good question.
I've never...
I don't know.
I've never really had time to ask those questions.
Yes, are you under contract?
I would think because they're all owned by different people you wouldn't want, like, somebody also dancing at other places.
I don't know, though, because there's only, I mean, I don't, how many?
Well, usually, I guess those girls, the girls that do well have a following of those guys that go regular, like, they go when that chick is going to be up there.
Yep.
So, I'm guessing that owner doesn't want her going across the street.
Okay.
Because she's bringing it, you know, the girls that, the top girls bring in the same guys.
Understood.
Because even people I know that bartend at multiple bars, it's all under the same owner, and that's why they are able to bartend at different places.
Yeah. Look, I understand we're not going to get, a lot of, if any, phone calls on this discussion based, again, on what we talked about, right? But if you do know, like, are there women that go from club to club?
Yeah, like, have you seen the same person in multiple places?
Exactly.
I guess you'd have to be, but at the same time, you'd have to be some. I always assume, like, people go to strip clubs, like, they have their favorite, and that's the one they stick to.
Yeah, like, you mean the club itself?
Like, yeah, like, the customer.
Okay.
Like, I would think, like, they have one place that they go to, and that's the place they stick with. I don't know if they would even know if girls bounce around because... You're not going to other places either.
You're underestimating, especially with social media now, the point that Tommy just made.
Mm.
If there are guys that are into certain girls.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, they'll find out if they're at other places.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They would go.
Because that's what they're going for, man.
Exactly. I also, in doing research, because, you know, research is very important to the break room for this discussion, stumbled upon something that I wish I had not.
Right, what'd you say?
You know, Yelp. Businesses like that.
Yeah, like the reviews.
Yeah, they exist for everything, including adult clubs.
Oh, it's got to be hysterical.
The comments on the Yelp for strip clubs in Rochester are the funniest, saddest, most disturbing. And I don't want to read any out loud because a lot of them are critical of some of the girls that are working there.
I think that's going to be the main thing, right?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't know what high ground you think you have to stand on criticizing a woman at a strip club. When you're leaving Yelp reviews for a strip club.
Well, let me tell you something. Point. The French fries were soggy and so was she.
There's one guy who was complaining about the level of noise at one of the music is too loud.
Too much ZZ Top for my taste.
Do they still play that?
I hope so.
Oh, shut up.
Like, ZZ Top was built for strip clubs.
In 1986.
Well, who do you think's going? Guys my age.
Yeah, but if that woman was still dancing in 86, I don't think you're making a lot of money
night. No, I want to see the young girls, obviously. I don't want to see the haggy baggies. That place closed.
Haggy baggies?
Yeah, they couldn't keep it open.
Well, the music was too loud. Too much ZZ Top.
I have a question.
Sure.
So if you, let's say you pay, you want that VIP experience, like a one-on-one with one of the dancers.
Yeah.
Do you get to pick the music?
Well, no, it's just whatever's playing over the speaker.
Yeah, right? I mean, she's just going to give you a lap dance of what's going on.
Okay. How much do I have to? Could you pay enough to go to the DJ and be like, I would like
put
this
in
song.
A request?
You could.
ZZ Top, please. Well, no, because the girl on stage is probably dancing to the song that she wanted to dance.
Oh, true.
Right?
Yeah. I thought like they could pick their own music sometimes.
The girls pick their music usually.
Maybe.
It was when I – did you ever have to do strip clubs?
I've never done a show inside a strip club.
So we had to do shows and you also had to host.
The strippers.
Yeah, so you had to introduce the girls and you also had to do stand-up
in
between the sets. It is horrible.
Yeah.
But, the girls always had their own set list of what they wanted to dance to.
Like, they had a go-to.
I would assume it's the same.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you're going to take your top off, you should at least get to pick the music. I think that's fair.
Yes.
Unionize, get that right.
Mm-hmm.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about the tally-ho. They are expanding, building another level, a mezzanine. VIP, baby.
A lot of fun up there.
And the idea is to bring in folks from out of town that are in town doing things that don't want to be bothered. But I mean, if you're able to stay anonymous, this is going to bring in more people town. 252 WCMF, you know, we were asking questions about adult dancers moving around.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, we got a guy on the inside.
Oh, good.
A man who has a lot of experience. Rammer's on CMF. Oh, let me get that there. I'm sorry. Rammer, go ahead, buddy.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey.
So, I don't know if it still works the same way now, but a lot of these dancers are travelers. I dated a dancer for a while. She used to dance at the clubs here in Rochester, and then she would also work in Buffalo and Syracuse for the most part.
At least that's what she told you.
No,
I was going to come down to the club today. Nah, I'm going to be in Buffalo, man.
Tommy, I was usually in Buffalo with her.
Look
but
what
anyhow,
you, what? Look what you did, see. Hey, Reber, how long ago did you date an adult dancer?
70s.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was back when I was young and, you know, better looking. I mean, we were going back to the 80s.
Okay. So ZZ Top Top.
ZZ, all the good music, you know. But at any rate, a lot of them, some of them are basically like traveling nurses. I mean, they go from city to city. They could be in Atlanta one month and then off to Texas for another month.
I always assumed you had to be like a big time dancer to have that kind
of. Or a porn star.
You had to be like a name.
Well, I mean, they would bring in those celebrity, porn star dancers. But I mean, most of the girls back then, and I think it's probably pretty much the same now, they go where the money is.
Makes sense.
But those clubs were never really owned by the same people, and I don't think they would do it. I mean, the girls that I knew that were in the business didn't dance at different clubs locally.
Okay, so they went out of town and made money that way. Okay, Rammer, thank you for clearing that up for us, buddy. I appreciate it.
See you, bud.
There goes Rammer.
Okay. Information from the 1980s.
Well, no, we now have the standard labor practices of adult dancers, which I think is good for everybody. There's another subsection of men that I think we should discuss that never made sense to me. Because for those who don't know, and again, Tommy and I are familiar with this based on our time working as entertainers. Mm. We don't go anymore.
No.
We brought up the traveling adult film stars.
Yeah.
That would come and dance.
Yeah, they used to come on the show. They go down there. They used to sign autographs, posters, all that stuff.
And that's just it, which means that there are men who would, and this is pre-internet, by the way, find out that their favorite porn star was coming to the strip club and would pay money to go see them live.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take away anybody's shine, but if I ever get to a point in my life where I'm doing that, I want you to put me down like Old Yeller.
But, bro, those girls made so much money because...
And God bless them!
They would go on Weezer's show, and then they would be at probably like one of the adult bookstores here. Like the big one was... Smoking Bill over there on Lyle Avenue.
Okay.
So he had the adult side, and then she would come in there and sign, and then she would be like at the Mirage that night. And man, there would be a line out the door at noon with these dudes, and they would bring their own stuff, or she'd take photos with you, and they would charge. So like she would sit on your lap for $15 topless and take a picture.
And guys were just doing that out in the open. Like, talk about being embarrassed to walk into a strip club. I would be 10 times more embarrassed just standing in line for something like that.
Yeah. But again,
weren't embarrassed to be seen doing that, I guess.
Out the door, and these girls cleaned up.
I mean, hey, look, make your money. I get
all
it.
Cash.
Oh, yeah. No, I get why they do it. I don't get why guys are like out in the daylight standing in line with their posters.
I can remember our Ontario Video News. I did a gig out there with one of the girls, and she was pretty famous at the time. And when I got there, you would have thought they were giving away Springsteen tickets. Every country dude was standing outside in the goddamn cold waiting to meet this chick. And the funniest thing is the interaction between men and porn stars. I really like what you do. You're really good. Well, thank you, kind sir.
Well, we
were they say the same thing to Pat.
Yeah.
I really like the break room.
But like, I really like you in that. And then he would, But Bangers 3.
We watch it happen here. So like a couple of years ago, if you listen to this show for a long time, Mia Khalifa, who was an adult film star back in the day, she came in and co-hosted the show with us. And not only, we had this intern at the time.
Yeah, Nick.
Who was, why would you say the kid's name?
Well, he was on the show.
I was about to say
something. There's a lot of
Nicks. He doesn't live here.
He was starstruck.
Yeah.
Like couldn't speak.
Yeah.
And guys, when we were having the show, she was just sitting and doing the show with us, right? Like, we would take a phone call, and via the phone, guys were like,
they get nervous.
But you're on the phone!
But think about it. When you, like a porn star, you have done the most intimate man act looking at this woman. So think about that.
Yeah.
So like all that emotion is got to like, it's got to F with your head when you actually get to meet that girl.
That's a good point. I didn't look at it that
way. Like you don't treat any other celebrity like that, I hope.
Oh, no. You do treat other celebrities like that with your imagination.
Well, yeah, but
certain
like,
movie scenes.
But she's doing
There's a man who made a good living going on the radio talking about those scenes.
I know, but she's doing it.
252 WCMF. We'll take one more call talking about this expansion at the Tally Ho on East Henrietta Road. John's got the last word. Hey, Johnny. How are you, buddy?
Hi, am I on the air?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used to work for a carbonic firm, so I used to deliver a lot to the Rick's Tally Ho, there. And it was interesting to expound upon what the other guy had said. They do have a lot of traveling girls that come from, you know, nice-looking girls from all over the country. And then they have the couple regulars. Well, I'd be in the back room hooking up tanks or making deliveries, and I would hear the girls talking, and the regulars would go up to the girls from out of town. Oh, don't bother with that guy. You're not going to get any money with this guy.
Oh, so Tommy was there that night.
This guy's a real sucker. You're going to get a lot of tips. And but, you know, the club was a nice club. I'm glad they're expanding it.
I do love it, John. I appreciate the information. I do love John, too. Every single guy that calls the show. I was actually working there. I wasn't there as a patron. I was only there to get directions to get away from
him. I would love to be a fly on the wall, like in the behind the scenes.
Well, that's the logo girls.
Because I can't imagine the gossip.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, you're going to learn some interesting things being in that room.
So,
hey, Johnny, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
There goes John.
I can remember it could get kind of ugly back there. With the girls,
when you went back there,
yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah,
because you could hear them.
I meant your face in all the mirrors. Well, I just got really ugly back here. What do you mean, like drama?
Oh yeah, it's women, man, and it's body issues. It's like competition. It's like stage time. It would get fairly ugly. It wouldn't get physical, but it got really ugly.
Yeah, not like with you and other comics. Like,
oh, that's a really good point.
No, but at least we kept our shirts on.
Speak for yourself.
Thank God.
By the way, if you took your shirt off, you may be able to close more gigs.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free. at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Something to eat for less than a dollar today.
Damn.
We're going to hook you up, tell you how. However,
yeah.
I would make the argument that this should be eaten more. This should not just be a treat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's terrible for you. But when it comes to the modern convenience that we need, when it comes to rushing around everywhere, it's almost like this food was designed for us.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. Sonic, you're familiar with Sonic?
Oh, yeah, the burger joint.
Yep, there's one in Henrietta. There's one in Irondequoit. Today,
what do you got?
It's National Corn Dog Day.
Oh.
Okay.
And they are selling 99-cent corn dogs. Oh, excuse me, no. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow is National Corn Dog Day.
Hold on to your corn dog.
99-cent corn dogs at Sonic tomorrow.
I never think about corn.
You can fuel up before getting your green beer on.
Oh, that's a mistake. By the way, Google that. I want to make sure I maybe wrote that down wrong. So I'm with you. When do you think about corn dogs? When's the last time you guys thought about corn dogs?
I think of like going to the fair.
It seems like one of those like food stand kind of foods.
Okay, so it's a carnival food.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, typical corn dog at Sonic, $3.50. So you're looking at 3.5 corn dogs for the price of one.
Damn,
great,
doggone.
Great dog value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do we feel?
Saturday.
Okay, thank you, Kimmy. How do we feel about corn dogs?
Oh, I love corn dogs.
All right, you love corn dogs.
Oh, I like cornbread and I like hot dogs.
When's the last time you had a corn dog?
Oh, God. I can't even think. It had to be a kid.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a corn dog?
Okay, so I did have one. What? Go ahead. Tell your joke.
No, nothing, Phil.
Tell your jokey jokes, joke boy.
I just don't think of women in corn dogs.
Why?
I just say
like a chick. Wiener on a stick food doesn't seem very feminine.
Oh, my God.
Then it's battered up.
Again,
so you'd rather stick a corn dog in your mouth?
Yes. It's okay. A man food. I got to eat it. Go ahead, corn lady.
So I actually had one on New Year's Eve.
What?
A New Year's Eve corn dog?
How does that work?
Where we went to eat, they had this appetizer special that was like a fancy corn dog, and it was delicious.
All right, what's a fancy corn dog?
I don't know. It had like this special like
mustard?
Green sauce on it. Right. I don't know. It was really good.
With pesto?
Something like that. I'm not kidding. It was delicious.
So here's the thing about corn dogs. Right. It is almost impossible to screw up a corn dog.
Right.
I've never had a corn
Unless
dog.
Unless you burn it. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. I've never had a corn dog I didn't love. And like, you know, we think of carnivals. And it's strange you brought that up, Kimmy, because I've never seen a corn dog outside of Sonic at a restaurant.
Well, this was like a one-time only kind of thing. It was like a special they were running.
Mm. Okay. All right. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm here to make this argument.
Good.
The corn dog should be more popular than it is.
All right.
Because the corn dog is the food for modern times.
How modern time?
It's inexpensive.
Right.
It's mobile, so you can eat it on the go.
Mm.
Doesn't take you long to make it. And you can eat it with one hand while having the other hand free to drive, hold your phone, work.
Wait, drive it and corn dog it.
Yeah, why not? I only need one hand to drive.
And you got your dipping sauce in the...
Who dips a corn dog?
And mustard.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I go
I could
I
eat
go
a
plain.
Corn dog plain.
Yeah, I go
But
plain
I
dog.
Will say like mustard or ketchup also works.
Ketchup? On cornbread?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
I would go mustard for sure.
Yeah. Do you put mustard on standard cornbread?
No.
Okay.
Just
so,
but the dog, I need something.
The, dog, the cornbread.
It's too dry.
Yeah. No, shut up. God.
Well, you don't dip anything, though.
Yeah, because let the food speak for itself. No, I do dip something.
No, because like, your family couldn't afford like condiments.
Dips.
That's why you're like this. Everything in that house was dry.
No, that's not true. We had plenty of Hans ketchup sitting in the refrigerator when I was a kid. No, I mean, like, think about it. Seriously. Yeah. For the lives that we all live, running around all the time.
It's food on the go.
It is. We're distracted. We always need a free hand. Well, with a corn dog, you always have a free hand.
So, all right. I was trying to think, like, didn't Jimmy Dean come out with, like, a breakfast version of this?
So
was that sausage around a pancake? But it was on a stick.
Yes.
There was that. And I remember my parents always used to buy, like, these frozen bagel dogs.
Oh, yeah.
They would heat up, like, after school. And those were delicious. I think those had cheese in them, too.
Okay, I'll go a step further. As we talk about National Corn Dog Day tomorrow, you can get a 99-cent corn dog at Sonic. So go check that out if you're looking to get your corn dog fix on. I think we should have plenty more foods on a stick. Why do we not have more foods on a stick?
Well, we do during the festival season.
I know, but I'm talking about, like, I'm in a rush.
Yeah, but there's only so many foods.
It's called, like, a shish kebab.
Yeah, why do we not eat more shish kebabs?
Well, not enough food probably for some people.
No, I mean, you could put, you know, vegetables, chicken, whatever you want.
All right.
You could build your own kebab, and now I got one hand free for whatever I'm doing.
You mean like go to a restaurant, like a drive-through kebab?
Yeah.
You can't drive in kebab.
Sure you can.
Bro, you can harpoon yourself.
Okay.
You stop short, man. You're going to like stick it in your eye.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
My eye. I got a kebab in my eye.
Well, you keep it away from your eye. And by the way,
it's hard to do when you're eating.
The corn dog is not a sharp stick. You just make it a not sharp stick.
All right.
Put holes
like a popsicle
in the
stick.
Yeah, you put holes in the food first. I'm telling you, if you did a restaurant
on a stick
that was only food on a stick that had a drive-through, you would
fast
crush.
But there's only so many foods that are stickable.
You can stick everything.
I think you can make anything stickable.
What can't you stick? Soup.
You
that's
could
it.
Definitely put a burger on a stick.
Yes.
In some way.
How?
You have to be creative.
It wouldn't be like your traditional burger, but like it would be all the ingredients
all the way down.
And then like battered and. Oh, no. You're talking about shish kebab.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, a corn dog is essentially a, you know, southern shish kebab.
Hold on.
They put it in bread, right?
You don't
like
need
bacon.
To make a ham food into another ham food.
No, but the burger is a ham.
It's already a ham
food. No, because here's the problem with the burger is a ham food. If I want a really good burger, that's going to be a sloppy burger. It's going to be falling out while I'm driving. I don't want caramelized onion on my pants.
You can't do that.
You can.
It ain't going to work.
It would work.
Technology is there.
Nope. Didn't happen.
I'm telling you, you could take any food, your favorite food, whatever it is, put it on a stick. You crush with
I also feel like a pig when I'm eating like that.
What? Honestly, I think it's like a cleaner way to eat it.
No, but you're like a slob.
Okay, you.
If I looked over, I see some fat,
eating off
greasy faced douche eating a corn dog in his car, I go, that's a loser right there.
What are you talking about?
I don't think so. I think like shoving a burger in your mouth is way more sloppy.
Folding pizza
eating
in half?
Something where there's stuff falling off of it.
I knew that
it.
Guy.
I guess you couldn't do pizza on a stick.
Pizza.
Well, no, you can make a
why not?
Pocket on a stick, though.
Yeah.
Like a pizza pocket.
Like
oh, okay.
Folded pizza.
We're back, baby.
Yeah.
We're back
right,
in.
We're sticking on.
No, seriously. Okay. So why are we not? That might be our $1 million
idea. It doesn't exist. Like, there's no fast food place that just purely does food on a stick.
I mean, you could even do breakfast, hard boiled eggs and potatoes on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Like
a skewer. Oh, wow. I'm telling you, man. I think from this point on, I'm eating all of my food off of a stick.
Yeah, I'm passing.
Okay. But this is perfect for you because you hate getting your little hands dirty.
Yeah, I do that.
You cut your chicken wings with a knife and fork. You bitch.
Could you do boneless chicken wings on a stick?
No, because those are called chicken nuggets, and I guess you could if you're into chicken nuggets.
That would be pretty tasty.
Okay.
But you don't dip. See, I need dipping sauce for almost all this stuff.
Okay.
You know who we could trust to test this out?
Who?
Red Wings.
Oh. Where's Mace?
Food on a stick night.
Yeah. General Manager Dan Mason of the Rochester Red Wings. Everything served on a stick.
I would definitely go to that game.
All right, there you go.
And it makes it easier to sit there and eat it in
and
your seat.
You can hold your beer and eat your food.
You can catch a foul ball. Dogs?
I'm sure they have
Yeah, he's got to.
Yeah, it's a ballpark, man. Yeah. It's America.
That's it.
Do they do corn dogs? Watch them not do corn dogs. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
What about, it's also funny, too, like when it comes not just to food on a stick, but other tubed meats on a stick. Because like hot dog, why do we not have Italian sausage on a stick?
They probably do.
Where? I've never seen it.
So, but it'd just be... But would you batter it?
Okay, you could. You could do a bunch of stuff.
What kind
it.
Of battering you put on Italian sausage? Because you already have it on a bread. You eat it like a sandwich.
Something sweet.
Why couldn't you do it also in cornbread, like a corn
because
dog?
Because my grandmother would be rolling over in her grave.
Seems like a good combo.
You cannot put cornbread in Italian sausage.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good combo. I don't think
no Italians touching it.
What could you put? You just get a sweeter bread to put, like, to dip it in.
No, I'm saying like a batter.
That's what I'm saying. A sweeter batter kind of thing. Like, I don't know. Maybe we go pancake.
Or a cannoli shell.
No. Ah!
No.
Gross.
You want a crunch.
What is wrong with you? Yeah, I don't want
you pierce the cannoli shell with your Italian sausage.
Baron Von Butt writes us. He's already got a name for our restaurant. Pat's Stick and Stabateria. We're done. Plan's done.
All right, done.
So go get your 99-cent corn dog tomorrow at Sonic and think about more foods on a stick to build our menu out here.
All right.
This episode is supported by Ring because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision.
It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh. Listen.
Guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.